Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Someone love you.
He won't let you fall.
Someone love you.
For you, he gave it all.
Someone love you.
He'll guide. Walk through the open door.
Someone love you.
Now that someone is the Lord.
Someone love you.
Yeah, deadly track there. Someone loves you. And that's going out to you. There it is, Tonky Logan and Lyndall Marshall. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan up strong? And like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And to all our traditional and across the beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan up strong, you mob? Okay, EOI, expressions of interest. Are you a young reef traditional owner, passionate about sea country, leadership and shaping the future of the reef? Well, Reef 2, that's Reef Traditional Owner, Youth Reference Group, is keen to talk to you. We're talking about ages 18 to 28 to join our Youth Reference Group, YRG, and this is your chance to help shape the future of your sea country. Bring your voices into Reef TO's work and connect with other inspiring young leaders. As part of the YRG, you'll get to lead youth activities at the Sea Country Summit, create content like podcasts, bulletins, influence strategy and policy, and build your leadership skills along the way. Look, with that, we can catch up a yarn there with Gabe Little, a Reef TO Youth Coordinator, and we have Gabe on the line. Gabe, good morning. How are you?
Good, brother. How you going?
I'm well. Gabe, where are you based? Where are you?
I'm based in Townsville.
Townsville.
Located here in Townsville, yes.
Good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Gabe?
Yeah, so I'm a proud Goorang and Waka Waka man from Southeast Queensland. Born and bred Bundaberg, Murray.
Yep.
And also have connections to the South Sea Island heritage.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to mob. Big shout out to mob. Thank you very much. Expression of interest. So we're looking for young 18 to 28 young Murrays out there. We're talking boys and girls?
Yeah, 100%, bro. That have either working on sea country or obviously in their communities and obviously linked in to obviously their tribes and boundaries connecting to country.
Okay, and when we talk about this group, we're talking about a JOB situation. They're employed, or is it a committee group? And what qualifications do you need?
Yeah, so what is required, what we're looking at is obviously 6 traditional owners, to be part of this youth reference group. Part of this, they'll get the opportunity to work in with our reef task force.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there is payments there when they come on board.
Okay.
Part of this also, what we're aiming to do is empower our next generation to build platforms for podcasts and ensuring that we're upskilling and also building their confidence and courage to be a voice for their mob within their clan groups.
Okay, and we're talking clan groups up along the Queensland coast or in a certain area?
Correct.
Yep, okay.
Along the east coast of Queensland.
Rightio.
From the PCCC right up to the Torres Straits.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're looking for six youth members? Looking here, two co-chairs, one male, one female, or diverse
correct.
Identities, or four members, two male, two females, or diverse identities. So that group will be the one group with this whole reference group. Is that the case across the whole Queensland state?
100%. So, okay. And not only that, mate, part of these six nominated youth, part of this youth reference group, will be invited to be a part of our summit for 2026.
Okay.
Location to be held, where they'll have the opportunity to share some of the content, some of the stories and videos and podcasts in front of 75 tribal clan groups along the Queensland
beautiful,
East Coast.
Beautiful. Look, it's a great platform regarding our young ones being involved, looking after sea country, and they are our future. And passing baton on in regarding how we keep our culture alive, this is a fantastic opportunity. How do they apply?
Yeah, 100%. So they can apply through the RIFTO, join us. The RIFTO obviously have social media, both Facebook, Instagram. They can access this these applications. What's required of the application is a couple of brief I suppose notes relating back to you know, what would they like to be a part of this youth reference group, what would they like to see done on their own sea country, and would they like to be heard in this sea country space.
Yeah, fantastic.
I believe the closing date is tomorrow.
Tomorrow Friday, 12th of September. Yep.
Correct.
Okay, yep, brother. Yep, 5 o'clock. Sure, right. So, and the website again, reefto.au.
RIFTO.
Yeah, RIFTO. Yep.
Yep. Join us.
Join us. / join us. All right, fantastic. So, all the mob out there, opportunity, ages 18 to 28. Have you got passion about your sea country? If you want to add to this platform, fantastic. Become a YRG, join the Youth Reference Group. TO's work, fantastic. Gabe, look, this is deadly. This is the first of its kind?
Yeah, 100%, brother. Oh, and look, if there, just to touch on that application, if they're, I suppose, unable to do it written, there is an opportunity for them, young youth leaders, to do a quick video.
Okay.
And explain that through a quick yarn through the video, and they can also send that through as part of the application.
All right, fantastic. Is there a number they can call, or is it straight to the website?
Straight to there. If any questions, please contact myself.
Okay, Gabe Little.
0421 222773 to get some more detailed information of the youth reference group.
Lovely. Youth coordinator Gabe Little, 0421 222773. Number you need to call.
That's him.
Brother Beautiful, thank you very much. I'll keep in touch. Love to be
awesome.
I have the finger on the pulse regarding this fantastic opportunity. But all the best to you, Gabe, and keep smiling, brother. We'll talk soon, eh?
Awesome.
Take care, bro.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. A deadly yarn there, and that's Gabe Little, and he's the youth coordinator for Reef 2, that's Reef Traditional Owners, and they're looking for a youth reference group, YRG is the acronym, Expressions of Interest. So go to the website, all the W's, reefto.au/join-us. Otherwise, give him a call, Gabe Little, Youth Coordinator, 0421-222-773. A great opportunity. If you're active on your sea country now, well, here's an opportunity where you can voice your opinion or your concerns or help guide the future in regarding your sea country and how it can be looked after. So a great opportunity. Your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong on National Talk Black.
My mind. She running laps again, out of sight, your back again. It is what you make, it's so to me the perfect accident. Personality, nah, she ain't lacking it. Beat me to the punchline, either that or she packing it. With a lot of guards down, round one, round two, round three, I think I found one. In a hopeless place, I think I found love. Cupid must have found us, because she's all that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. All that I need, yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. My mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I be. Holla at me. All that I see. Holla at. Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up. Daydreaming on a daily when she's not around. Is where the heart is, best for lips, she hold it down. She got me texting emojis and X and O's, watching reality shows like who's next to go. When it comes to slaying the dress professional, fashion killer, lever pro S. Me and her together, there's progress for sure. I can wait till we progress some more, because she's all that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. All that I need, yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir.
Girl, you know you're blowing my
my mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I bleed. Holla at me. All that I see. Holla at. Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Hey, yeah. I got to tell ya. Got a job to know.
Yeah, daily track there, that's Baker Boy featuring G Flip, and that daily track there's My Mind. Hope your mind is doing okay. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country. BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your say in Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416. Now, Lydia and Indigenous Voices team up with DrinkWise to promote zero alcohol message for pregnancy. Now, Dr. Sarah Jane Springer, a proud GP obstetrician and mum to a two-year-old, has joined with DrinkWise and Aboriginal actor Deborah Malman to remind women and the broader community about the importance of staying alcohol-free when planning a pregnancy, during pregnancy and while breastfeeding, in the lead-up to the International FAS Awareness Day on 9 September, FAS, Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Sarah on the line. Dr. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, doctor?
I'm in Mackay at the minute.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about a beautiful joint venture here, a team up, DrinkWise, to promote zero alcohol message for pregnancy. So let's talk about this very important space, love and respecting our babies, our pickaninnies to come, and alcohol is not a good mix while being pregnant, yes?
That's correct, yeah. So what we're talking about today is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So essentially that's 100% preventable for our bubbies,
yes,
if we abstain from alcohol while we're planning pregnancy, during pregnancy, and also in breastfeeding. That's our messaging.
Yep.
For the moment.
Beautiful. So what is FAS Awareness Day, please?
Yeah, so basically fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is a permanent condition in which bubbies are affected when alcohol is ingested during pregnancy or breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that the baby's brains are affected and some of their important developing parts that affect learning, memory, behaviour and language, and sometimes making decisions can be affected. Now, this is a lifelong disorder,
yes,
that will affect babies, you know, until the day they die, and needs quite a lot of support and wraparound care to get them through this disorder. But it can be, the good news is that if we stop drinking during pregnancy altogether, then it's 100% preventable.
And for us to be talking about this, are there high numbers of our women out there who are drinking while pregnancy?
Look, to be fair, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
In comparison to actually non-Indigenous patients and general consumption of alcohol, it is not as bad as probably what sometimes the media might portray.
Okay.
But the thing is that we've still got, you know, some of our babies are still being affected, and if we can prevent this, which we know we can, by abstaining from alcohol, then that's the messaging and that's the direction in which we need to go in.
Okay, fantastic. What does joining with DrinkWise bring to the message?
Yeah, look, I think that DrinkWise are an excellent body that do a lot of evidence-based research in this regard. So they've got the latest stats, and if you need to find out more, particularly around the percentage of our mob that are drinking during pregnancy and that type of thing, that their website, drinkwise.org.au, has all of those sort of things for us to do some deeper reading and educational resources for those people as well that are planning a pregnancy, are pregnant or breastfeeding. So they're an excellent org to help to try and spread this message. And I guess that's why they were trying to partner with a First Nations doctor as well, to try and get the message out there quite clearly that, you know, drinking during pregnancy and breastfeeding is, you know, not the way in which we should be approaching that period of our lives. And the important thing is that our support networks around us, our dads and aunties and uncles and,
yes,
cousins and sisters and all those type of things, can also support in that messaging and also support the mum while she's in those phases to be able to adhere to the guidelines and adhere to the messaging that FASD is 100% preventable. And, you know,
yes,
if we can do that, that would be a great goal.
Well, you could say we're all in this together. It's about working together and make it happen. Now, for over two decades, Dr. Springer, you've been caring for women and babies across rural and remote Australia, bringing not only medical expertise but also a deep respect for community and culture and continuing of care. So it is very important that we work together to make this happen and keep the messages out there. So it's a great joint venture, you could say.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I think DrinkWise is very strategic in partnering with other really prominent leaders in our spaces as well. So Deb Malman's out there spreading this message,
yes,
also. So,
yes,
that really matters a lot to her. And I think that it's really important for us to choose ambassadors that are culturally safe and relatable,
yep, yep,
to our mob. And, yeah, I've certainly jumped at the chance to be involved in this this campaign, essentially, because the messaging is, you know, is strong, it's straight, you know, no alcohol is the way that we need to go in those phases. And the outcome, having healthy babies, is really something that's quite close to my heart and something that, you know, I'm sure all of us are wanting for our children.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So how can people find out more about this, Dr. Sarah?
Yeah, so again, I would go to the DrinkWise website, so drinkwise.org.au, and again, they've got really excellent educational resources for those people planning a pregnancy, pregnant or breastfeeding.
Yes.
Or otherwise, you can also talk to your healthcare practitioner or professionals, so your doctors, midwives, Aboriginal health practitioners, they should all be singing from the same hymn book. So again, just to ram home the message one more time, this is 100% preventable. So fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is something that we don't have to have in our communities, and we don't have to affect our children.
Exactly.
But we need to support each other to be able to be alcohol-free during those phases. So pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, and postpartum, in the breastfeeding phase, ideally no alcohol should be consumed, and that way we're keeping our babies safe.
Dr. Tara, thank you very much. A fantastic joint venture with DrinkWise. And look, thank you for your yarn. You take care, keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Doctor.
Solid. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Dr. Sarah Jane Springer, and a GP, and look, leading Indigenous Voices team up with DrinkWise to promote zero alcohol message for pregnancy. And great to have Sister Deborah Mailman at the table as well as an advocate of this space. And you can go to DrinkWise, one word, drinkwise.org.au. And if you or someone know of an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander who's feeling overwhelmed or having difficulty, you can call 13 Yarn. That's 139276, black on black. Reach out. There's support and help there for you. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS
National Indigenous Radio Service.
There's a rumor, there's a rumor, there's a rumor. There's a rumor, there's a rumor, there's a rumor. There's a rumor going round this dirty little town that you're tired of me. You share your body round this dirty little town where I don't see. Well, I've got news for you, I know the things you do and I. There's a rumor, there's a rumor. There's a rumor, there's a rumor, there's a rumor. There's a rumor going round this dirty little town that I'm leaving you. They whisper now and then you've been seen with other men.
Dirty track there, and that's a rumor, and that's by Mark A. Hunter here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Nakari, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver. So big shout out to Perry's, thank you very much. And we catch up with the boys in blue from Edmonton. And we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy and his bodyguard there. We've got Police Liaison Officer Steve Grant. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Trevor, good morning.
Fantastic. Great to see you guys. Start with you, brother. All the best. And who your mob? Where you from?
Yeah, my footprint goes from the southern ranges of the Cardball area through Ravensow and the Tully Mission Beach area.
Yeah, beautiful. Wet country, beautiful country.
Correct.
And you say Tablelands because it's a beautiful scene. You start Glen Deloy. Tableland man, commute all the way down, Atherton boy. Roosters, how'd they go in the final? Didn't make the final.
Local football team. I don't support the Roosters. Okay. Only because my young fellow played for Melinda Eels. So it's in our family.
They're blue and gold Parramatta Eels.
Well, yeah.
Gotcha. So yep. You don't talk to the Rooster boys,
no,
girls.
Yep. Once you start on a team, you got to
stick with it.
Commit
loyalty,
to your loyalty.
Yep. Right, thank
and,
you.
So yeah, we're Melinda Eels in our family.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's not talk football then. Okay, boys. We are talking scambling, which I don't know anything about. As a scam where fraudulent online gambling platforms are advertised. So here we are in the 21st century. People are online. They say, if you're not online, you're in line. Well, online, but there's cybersecurity, there's people out there who are scamming people, and that's what scambling is about. Is
yep.
that right?
Yep.
And please paint the picture.
Yep. If your listeners think of gambling, someone scamming you while you're gambling, they'll understand
what the
word scambling means. And look, it's particularly impacting our First Nation communities across Australia at
okay.
the moment because they target our vulnerable communities and people. Yeah. So. Look, people don't mind having a bit of a punt.
Sure.
And certainly there are some legitimate online gambling platforms that we can access.
Yep.
Where this becomes a problem is when they are illegal or fake gambling websites.
Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, can you check if the site is legal or not?
There is. I'm assuming if you just Google check if gambling operator is legal.
Is legit.
You're going to come up with this website, acma.gov.au/ check okay. if gambling operator is legal. So, look, if you just Google check if gambling operator is legal, and look, if you don't find the platform that you're operating on is on that site, doesn't get the tick, we wouldn't go.
They're legal, don't go on it. Don't go on it. Okay.
Ooh. Yep.
So, we're talking about targeting our mob and community. Is there, have you had any complaints?
Yeah, look, there's multiple complaints.
There would be multiple complaints.
And usually, unfortunately, when people make the complaint, that's when they've realised that they've lost a lot of money. Mm. Look, some of your listeners might have known the Ding Ding scam, which is basically like a bit of a pokey online gambling scam.
Okay, yep.
Look, they are linked to our social media sites mostly. So they promote those illegal gambling sites on those sites.
Mm.
And look, they normally have flashy designs, a lot of noise going on there, which would simulate...
To attract people to jump on board. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah,
simulate like a pokey machine.
Yep.
Then users tricked into transferring funds, often by pay ID. And then those small amounts of money are used for money laundering. So the biggest things people need to understand is victims cannot win money on scambling sites. So their initial payments are not returned.
Yep.
They may lure their players into these sites by offering extra credit points on their sites if they sign up friends and family to the sites.
Yep.
But again, none of these people are going to get any of their money back at all.
Okay.
That's the main messaging we want to get out there is, you know, if you find yourself on one of these sites, your hard-earned money is going to be gone to the scammer.
Yep. How does QPS, how do you police this? You hear warning people now. Here we are talking on national radio, yarning about people that if you're not aware of it, there is a scambling out there, which is a form of taking money off you. How do you police that?
Yeah, this is the unfortunate part of it, is the best thing we can do is get that message out to the community that this is the outcome, is that you won't get your money back.
Yeah.
The sad part of it is that most of these sites are run by criminal syndicates.
And not only in this country, they could be anywhere on the globe, eh?
Offshore. Exactly. So if, you know, we still encourage people to report if they've been scammed so that we can measure on how much it's impacting the community.
Mm.
But the reality is the money's gone and you will not see your money again. Mm. So that's why it's very important to check if you're playing on these sites, playing some of these gambling games, that you check whether they are legitimate and legal sites that we allow you to play in this country.
Yeah. Well, when you're in the city or what have you, you can go to any restaurant, any club or what have you, and there's poker machines there. So when you go home to communities, well, there's no poker machines there. So if you're online and there it is in front of you, you think, oh, well, I'll have a poke while I'm at home. But
yep. Yep.
And scam, look, you're being scammed.
You're being scammed. And look, most of these remote communities, that's exactly right. They don't have access to those, those pubs and clubs. So that's why they are, targeted.
Yes.
And we're looking at vulnerable people in these communities. You know, like it seems like a bit of fun and they can win a bit of money for their family. But the reality is that then, even though on the site their credits are appearing like they're making big winnings,
yeah,
the reality is that...
Not the case.
They're not winning anything at all.
Have you had any success in grabbing any of these guys?
It's a federal issue because most of the syndicates are overseas.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, like, in our state jurisdiction, we actually don't have any jurisdiction over this at all.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm sure our federal counterparts are doing everything they possibly can to prevent
these
sites. But, look, the greatest barrier to these sites is that you arm yourself with information and check whether the sites are legitimate before you sign up or bet any money on them.
Yep. All right. So scambling, that's the word. A scam where fraudulent online gambling platforms are there. So there is a site, as you said earlier, ScamWatch, is it? To check if they're legit as such.
Yeah.
Or is that website?
It's the Australian Communication Media Authority organisation. So if you just Google check if gambling operators legal, that's probably your best bet. And if it's not on the site and it says that it's legit, well,
because they're legit companies out there that have a platform, this is legit and you can have gambling and you can win money back.
Absolutely. I won't mention them, but most people are aware of those legitimate sites because they're advertised widely on our television and radio programs anyway. So, those types of sites are safe to use. They wouldn't be allowed.
Well, if you see an advertise on TV, then they're legit.
Look, they wouldn't be.
So if you're going to jump on board, follow those.
That's right.
Not the ones that you may get in email or text.
Yep, that's
right. For example. Yeah.
And look, if you've got a friend or family member, that's talking about these sites and trying to sign you up, your warning bell should be going off. Let them know as well that there's a great possibility that they're not going to get their money back.
So what are the things we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so look, any gambling sites that advertise, particularly on social media and messaging apps, that's a bit of a warning sign.
Red flag, yep.
If they're asking you to transfer your money to a PayID, PayID is a way to send money, but it's an easy way for scammers to
steal
your money.
Yeah, yep. Gotcha.
When they keep asking you to transfer more money, that can
alarm
be...
Alarm bells.
Yep, look... If there is some winnings there, if they're not going to pay you out, that's a good indication that you're being scambled. Some of the other things that they do is actually ask you to permit the use of your own bank account to rent that bank account for payment. Now, if you do this, and I hope nobody gives their bank account details out.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, we do have vulnerable people in our community. What's happening is players are unknowingly being scammed, and the scammers can use your bank account then to launder their criminal syndicate money through your bank account.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
Absolutely, do not give your bank account details to any of these sites.
Now, if a brother or sister that has been scammed, what do we do next?
Look, first and foremost, we need to talk to your bank because we need to close your bank account.
Yeah.
And this is where it becomes difficult in their remote First Nations communities is sometimes we have one bank that actually lets you bank with them in that community.
Yep. Mm. Okay.
It becomes very difficult then if you have to close your bank account down with that bank.
Yeah. Sure, you can't join at any other bank, not in the community anyway. Yep.
Look, if you do have a local financial counsellor, you can talk to them or call the National Debt Hotline on 1-800-007-007. Very easy number to remember.
Yep.
The old James Bond number.
Oh, yeah, 1-800-007-007. There it is.
Yep, and certainly have a talk to your local police. If
Bond can help you here. Yeah. All right, beautiful.
Yeah, local police can help you too and point you in the right direction.
Sure.
Yep.
All right, so there it is, the word scambling. That's out there. I didn't know of this word. I know of websites as such. I myself don't play on them, but I didn't realise that there's scammers out there, hence the word scambling.
Yes.
They're there to take your money, and they do it illegally. Ding, ding, scam. There it is.
That's it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Good to have the heads up on what's out there. And like I said, 21st century, new activities coming online all the time.
Yeah,
we
were,
don't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's a glorious day out there, and I will say, beautiful. Gentlemen, I bet you will have a great day. You like that?
I do.
I like that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. All the best to you. Keep smiling, and a big shout-out to the team, the boys and girls in blue out of Edmonton Police Station.
Good on you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Beautiful yarn with the boys in blue, and we're talking about scambling. So scambling is particularly impacting First Nation communities in Australia. So all your mob there in community. There are sites where, you know, if you're going to go and have a gamble, have a punt, but check out the sites. Probably the ones on TVs that advertise. Go with those is what the word was from the boys in blue. But if you get a text or an email as such, probably not a good idea. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball around. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from McCurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Standing unprotected in a crowded room, waiting for the crowds to disappear. Wish that I could be anywhere, anywhere, meaning I don't want to be here. Feel like they're all looking at me.
Maybe they
waiting
are
waiting for me to. Why do I do this when I feel this way?
I feel like someone else, someplace else in another world. Someone else, someplace else in another world.
All of a sudden, my
circumstance is going your way. You sink into your skin. You sink into your body.
Yeah, the Stiff Gins, Paranoid, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Looking at headlines for the news conversation, Victoria's on the cusp of signing treaty with Indigenous people. It could change lives. Victoria's on the brink of making history this week. After years of negotiations, the state government tabled a landmark treaty bill in Parliament. If passed potentially later this month, it will deliver a formal apology to First Nations peoples, embedded Aboriginal truth-telling in schools, and restore traditional names to parks and waterways. Crucially, the treaty process has unfolded alongside the Yurok Justice Commission, Australia's first Indigenous-led truth-telling inquiry. For many, treaty might sound abstract or political, but in Victoria, it's becoming something concrete, a new way of sharing power, resources and recognition that could transform the daily lives of First Peoples and set a standard for the rest of the nation. So how we got here? Unlike Canada or New Zealand, Australia never signed a treaty with its Indigenous peoples. British colonisation was justified under the legal fiction of terra nullius, the idea that no one owned the land. The result was dispossession, violence and laws that stripped First Nation people of rights most Australians take for granted. Over the decades, governments held dozens of inquiries, from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths and custodies to the Bringing Them Home report into the Stolen Generations. These exposed painful truth, but rarely led to real reform. In 2021, Victoria tried a different path. The First People Assembly paired truth-telling with treaty-making. Truth-making. It set up the Yurok Justice Commission, Australia's first formal truth-telling body with the powers of Royal Commission. Yurok has heard hundreds of testimonies about the impact of colonisation, from massacres and child removals to over-policing and racism in health and housing. Importantly, the process in Indigenous-led design with and for First Peoples and intended to shape treaty itself. The treaty plan derailed. The flagship of Victoria's treaty initiated will be a new body called Gilang Awal, a Guru Nakatakai phase for the tip of the spear. This organisation will be more than symbolic. It's designed to enduring part of Victoria's democratic landscape with legislated $70 million annual budget that rises by 2.5% each year. Cutting its funding would require Parliament to change the law. Gillon will fold in the existing First Peoples Advisory of Victoria and expand its role. It will include a permanent truth-telling body, continuing the work of URUC, and an accountability commission empowered to monitor government ministers, agencies and programs, advisory and consultation powers, including the ability to request information about new laws and publish advice on whether proposed bills are comparable with treaty and the mirror laws already in place under Victoria's Charter of Human Rights. Elected members of the Assembly will have unprecedented access to government. They will be able to make representations directly to cabinet, ministers and departmental secretaries and even the police chief commissioner. The Assembly will address Parliament once a year and attend cabinet meetings at least twice annually. There is unprecedented in Australia. Some critics warn the treaty risks undermining parliamentary sovereignty. In January 2024, the Victorian opposition withdrew its support after the failed National Voice referendum, claiming it could create division. The government has stressed what the bill will not do. It won't change the state or federal constitution, create a third chamber of parliament, or deliver individual repatriations. Beginning's half done. There it is. So, look, congratulations, Victoria. A sneeze away is a possibility and looking very, very close for that to happen. Have you saying, Yana Strong, maybe you want to talk about that space. But with that, Trinity Trevor's got to sign off here for today's program. Thank you for your company. Back in the hots again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. And thank you for your company, Mob. Too deadly.
And my end and my own, my own, and your
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.